This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
I was going to say, careful with that one. Nick. Yikes.
Oh, easy, Simon.
Careful. It's hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday, 1/2 hour from now. A lot of Red Sox chatter in the first hour. What are they doing at the deadline? This team feels worth investing in. And Will Clark popping off on Rafael Devers. So we can get back into that later on with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. I'm not sure, Keith, if you've seen this on social media in the last day or two.
What do you got?
But Drake May and most of, not all,
yeah,
of his wide receivers have been working out in parts unknown. I'm not sure if we know exactly where they're working out.
It's always a fun time of the year where you're like, hey, where's the quarterback? Remember Brady would bring guys up to Montana and have like his little ranch out there or whatever. And
yeah, Aaron Rodgers brought the new Steelers receivers out to, I'm trying to remember now where.
Oh,
somewhere out
that
in California.
Yeah, oh, did
yeah
he?
Yes.
Yeah, you
yes
guys come travel to me.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady broke COVID protocol down in Tampa. Remember? He had his guys out like
guy
a park.
Guy wanted to win. Made
and
sense.
And broke into somebody's house.
Yep. He was not wearing a mask.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, so a lot of the Patriots out there getting together. That's good.
Here's who was there. Drake May. Josh Dobbs. So two good quarterbacks are there.
Two arms.
Yep. You got a lot of receivers there, Keith.
Good. They have a lot of receivers on the team.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Good. Well, hopefully he was just holding on to the ball.
Yeah,
he was ball security.
In fact, I saw a video yesterday of Drake May on one jet ski throwing a pass to Ramondre Stevenson on another jet
ski. That's a useful skill.
You're like, that's going to be a good.
Yeah.
This is like Marcus Smart when he used to stand at half court and like hike a football into the basket. People will be like, woo!
Yes!
Like, ah, that's going to come
run
in real
the jet
handy
ski play. Yeah. They didn't have any of those Carlton Davis jet skis, did they? They look like cars.
Nope,
I thought
not
were
that,
cars.
Not that I saw. No. And importantly, this was not in the middle of mini camps where Carlton Davis was, trotting around on a jet ski. This
yeah
is actual downtime
yeah
where they're putting in extra work.
Terps got the picture up
so
on Twitter or Twitch and YouTube if you're watching.
So you got May, Dobbs, Ramondre Stevenson. I'm going left to right here on the receivers.
Okay.
Kendrick Bourne.
Nice.
Steph Diggs.
Love that.
Like that.
Yeah, he's potentially newly single Steph Diggs.
I think.
I don't know.
I actually saw Cardi B kind of clapping back at people yesterday.
Why did she scrub her Instagram with pictures of Diggs?
It's a good question. I don't know. So it's unclear on if they're together or not. I'd wager on, even if they are technically together right now, it's not going
to
last.
Just to say.
How Diggs, dare you? Hunter Henry, Kyle Williams.
Nice.
Jalen Polk.
Well.
And Pop Douglas.
So at least Polk got invited.
So
what, no Booty, no Baker?
No Booty, no Baker, no EC3, which I don't love.
No EC3, no Mac Hollins.
No Mac Hollins, I think Hollins
well,
is hurt.
Who was taking the picture?
Good question. Good question. I don't know who was taking the
maybe
picture.
Maybe they put it on like a timer. You think they have like a little, like a tripod? They're like,
three,
hey.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. Good one. Yeah, somebody has to take the picture.
Oh, there you go. Look at Drake hitting Ramondre. Look at that.
That's fun.
That's almost like the Tennessee touchdown.
That is true.
This is basically the play at the end of the game.
So Ramondre was on a jet ski. Drake was on like a trampoline or something.
That's not a jet ski. Oh, you're right. Like a wakeboard.
That's
or like
a raft.
Like
maybe a wakeboard. And he just chucked a pass.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't on a jet ski.
He got sacked, I think. He got hit.
Ramondre running
back,
back
foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did throw off his back foot.
Ramondre is like Walter Payton to a referee. Came right back in on the jet ski and handed it back to Drake. Nice. Very classy.
That's just fun.
Honestly, though, you're not impressed by that play. That was a good play.
It was a good play. No, yeah. I'm very impressed. Again, hopefully they can use that.
Can't use that week one.
Overs.
Say it again.
Hammer the overs.
Hammer the Drake May overs. Yeah.
The overs are just daring.
Well, the overs came out before they saw that jet ski play. Now DraftKings is like,
revised seven home runs.
Revised.
Touchdown passes.
Revise upwards. So anyway, I do like they're doing these workouts.
Yeah.
I find it interesting Chisholm isn't there. Like, all this buzz about Chisholm. May was very complimentary of him. Where is he? I don't know. But it's good that May and specifically Diggs are there.
I wonder if they invite everybody and then, like, some of those guys just, like, can't go?
Well, probably, but I don't know. Efton Chisholm, you should probably make time to go work out with the quarterback and trying to make a team.
Yeah.
Probably Javon Baker, you should probably be there. I think Hollins is the only one with an excuse. He's hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, all those other guys should be there. And I said this the other day, I would start a separate group text for Jalen Polk and do like the, hey, guys, you're on this group text over here. You're not going to the work. It would be like Ken's group text with the show.
Ken's group text to you.
Ken's group text with the show.
Jones's Android separate
screenshots
chat.
Screenshots of other texts.
Ken literally sent me a screenshot of the group text he has with you guys. Should I talk to HR about this?
I'm flabbergasted that Ken
leaves me out because I'm an Android user. I'm on a separate group chat.
So this happened almost a year ago.
I think I have a case with HR.
I think you might.
I think I do.
It's very strange to me. So I'm sure everybody deals with this at work.
He sent a screenshot of the text he sent to you guys to me. He didn't even text me.
Even though we're all in the same room when he texted. none of us is going to say what he said to us. But anyway, it's very confusing. And other people might relate to this where you're at work and maybe you have separate group chats or whatever. But the first day the show got put together, Ken texts me, Billy, Nick, and Terp. And he's like, hey, guys, want to start a show text chain?
Yeah.
Jones has an Android, though, so he's not on this. And I'm like,
wait, did he actually say that?
Yes.
Oh, he actually said that?
Yeah.
Oh, this is news to me.
I'm looking at like who's in the thing, and I'm like,
I'm building my case to HR right now. Actually, I didn't even know about this.
So he put in he's like, Jones and Keefe show. So I'm looking at him, I'm like, okay. And then he texts you separately. Meanwhile, that same day, you, me, Billy, Nick, and Terp are on one. Fine. Everything runs fine.
It works fine.
So now first text we got was Keith and Jones with Ken thread. Parentheses, no Jones since he has an Android.
That's good stuff. So he goes all the way back. That was like last August. I was like, all right.
Ken's a droidist.
But then Nick started.
I didn't realize this. He's a droidist.
An anti-droidite.
Yeah, he's an anti-droidite. It's exactly what he is.
Very strange because that literally same day we have one with everybody from the show, including your Android.
Yeah.
And the texts go through just fine.
Yeah, you have to deal with the horror of mine being in green.
I don't care.
Yeah, you have to deal with that.
I don't care.
You know, I don't want to be. I discussed this over the weekend actually with some friends, Bragg. But you know, I don't like being one of these Android guys who's like out in front, being like, well, you know, actually, 80% of the world uses a droid.
Oh my god, you have stats,
and you know,
to back that up. Like,
and you know, actually, it's a much better operating system. I'm not one of those, but I don't need to be
much better operating system.
Yeah, I mean, I guess or whatever.
It's operating
whatever,
just fine over here.
Whatever all the nerds are discussing on Team Android, it brings the rest of us down. But I'm getting treated like a second-class citizen by my boss. I feel like I do have
twice
a case with HR.
Twice a week, Jones and I have the same back and forth. Like, did you get the text from Ken? He's like, nope. Or he'll ask me, did you get the Ken text?
Today,
like, nope.
Today was legitimately a first, though. He just sent a screen grab of the group
text. That's the easiest way to do it.
The group text he sent. You couldn't even bother to go through the motions on a separate. He usually does that with me. At least sends me a separate text.
It's bizarre. I'm sorry. I just post on the same email or something, but no, it's a separate text. I don't get why he's doing that.
Dark and Stormy Night says Craig is 100% Team Droid. That's probably true. Craig Breslow is
Droid.
Yeah,
he's a Droid guy. So. 100%.
He's also talking up Droid like to everybody who will listen.
Can you imagine?
Actually, you have an inferior product over there. Team Droid is where it's at.
Breslow has two different team chats. Like all the Android guys, all the Apple guys. He's like, I texted Garrett Crochet. He's like, yeah, well, I didn't get it. Like, oh, yeah, sorry.
That's why Devers didn't know he was supposed to be playing first.
There it is.
Devers could be a droid guy. Maybe that's the whole problem. Will Clark's like, dude, did you get my text?
I didn't get any of your texts. I think we've cracked the case. So I do like these workouts that are going on, although I would subtract Jalen Polk from the group chat, Ken style. I would do that. But when it comes to the Patriots and the talent they added this offseason, you've said this before, Keith. It's like they're way more talented than they were a year ago.
Right.
They spent, they added good players. But how good of players did they actually add? And, you know, this is just one exercise, but Jeremy Fowler has been going through the different positional groups. He does this every year where he talks to executives, coaches, scouts, and they go through and they rank their top 10 at each position. Okay. So let's say he talks to 15 executives about running backs where they started on Monday. They're all going to have a different list. A bunch of names are compiled. Course. Usually about 20, 21, 22 names come in on these where they get at least a vote. But then they kind of do a group exercise to come up with the top 10. So I went through the running backs on Monday. The Patriots do not have a running back, and I think it was the top 22 names. 22 names were mentioned. Stevenson was not in there.
Yeah, there's, what, 32 starting running backs?
A year ago, Stevenson was on the list.
Yeah.
This year, he's not.
He fumbled a lot.
These are projecting, by the way, going forward. It's not just using last year's numbers.
No, you have Ashton Dente's on there.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they had D-tackle, where I was a little surprised the Patriots didn't sneak at least a vote for a D-tackle with Milton Williams and or Christian Barmore.
Yeah, I would think definitely Milton Williams. Signed a massive contract, was on the best team last year. Like, I thought he would have been an obvious one to put on there, but okay.
Didn't get a vote.
All right.
Edge rushers came out today. I wouldn't be surprised I'm surprised at this, but they, again, did not get a vote. I think there were 21 edge rushers who got votes. Okay, so
who's their best edge rusher? Harold Landry?
Cam White. Like, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't expect those guys to get votes. I was surprised at D-tackle. I was surprised, I guess, just because he was on the list a year ago. Stevenson got no love, but that one also makes sense. So here are the positions coming up, Keith. Safeties tomorrow. Are they going to have a safety who at least gets a sniff, an honorable mention, or a vote? Will Duggar or Peppers get a vote?
See, I think they're decent, but no, probably not a vote.
I think Duggar was on the list last year.
Yeah, I don't think
but
so.
But he had a horrible year. Stevenson had a bad year. He had a horrible year.
I probably wouldn't vote for either one.
Okay. Tight ends. Does Henry sniff a vote? That's Friday.
Yes. 10th, right? If you're doing top 10, I think he could be 10th. I was looking at this a little bit earlier, and this is a classic fantasy football thing too, but it sort of applies. Tight end's not like a great position anymore. There's very few guys. You have like the Brock Bowers, Sam LaPorta, couple guys that are sort of studs. You have the aging guys like Andrews, Kelsey, and Kittle. It's not loaded, and so I could see Hunter Henry because he's just solid. Like Hunter's solid and productive.
I bet he at least gets on someone's top 10, which means he gets a vote. Again, Fowler tracks every single player who gets a vote. No Patriots have gotten a vote yet.
I think he's on there.
Interior O-line comes out this weekend. On Wenu?
Interior
O-line.
Does he
get a sniff? So guards and centers?
On Wenu, probably should.
Okay. Tackles, they're not going to have a guy getting a vote at tackle.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Big Will Campbell?
No.
No, all right.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Quarterback comes out on
quarter or corner?
Monday. Quarterback.
Oh, quarter.
I think May gets a
top 10 vote?
A 10th place vote? No, me neither.
I don't think so.
Off the ball backers? No. Wide receivers? Could Diggs sneak on there?
No. Receiver just in the league is too deep.
Too deep.
You know, and I like Diggs, and even if you're projecting high for Diggs, I mean, that position's loaded.
Okay. And then corners. I'd imagine Gonzalez is definitely on there.
100% Gonzalez.
Safely,
on
he should be in the top 10. Not just getting votes, like down ballot votes. He should be in the top 10.
Davis might get a vote.
I could see Carlton Davis getting a vote as well.
Yeah.
So corner comes out July 17th. What is that? Next Thursday?
Yeah.
But like that's going to be the only group they get real votes in. Maybe they get a vote here or there for a safety. Maybe Henry sneaks into the back end of the top 10. Maybe.
So when you cut it up this way.
On when who gets a slice here or there, maybe Diggs gets a vote. Probably not. Have we overrated the talent they added this offseason, Keith? They were so barren and bereft of talent last year. Like, they upgraded their talent, but to what? And I would say, to a lesser degree, the same thing about Vrabel. Mayo was so bad that, of course, Vrabel's a huge improvement. But what is Vrabel actually in the league? Do you have a middle-of-the-pack coach? And now middle-of-the-pack talent? Is it even middle-of-the-pack talent? And are we overrating that?
Possible. I mean, it is significantly better than it was last year, but that only gets you so far. As a texter points out, Milton Williams doesn't play every snap, and maybe that had something to do with it, because I would have just thought...
I know, but the way he got paid through the league, people within... These are executives and scouts.
These are
people who know. Yeah, he was part of a rotation in Philly, but it was a really deep line. He got a ton of money. $100 million on paper. I don't know what the guarantees are off the top of my head.
No, I know.
But you would think he would get a little bit of love on somebody's list. He didn't. Yeah. No, I mean, I think
it doesn't make them bad players, but yeah. they're all good players. But do the Patriots have any great players? No.
Yeah, Gonzalez.
Sorry. Outside of Gonzo, do they have any great players?
Do they have any? No. I don't
Drake May has a shot.
Yeah, Drake May could be. Obviously, Will Campbell could be.
He has a shot. I wouldn't bet on that one, but he has a shot.
I mean, you're going deeper into the bag, but like Kyle Williams, I guess, could be because he's such an unknown. I wouldn't bet on it necessarily, but I guess he could be. Diggs has been in the past. Carlton Davis is like closer to that line. I think Milton Williams is closer to that line too, even though he didn't get any votes on this thing. But yeah, I think when you look at it this way, it makes sense as to why nationally people are not talking about the Patriots. Betting odds, it's more likely that they miss the playoffs than make the playoffs. And one of the reasons is they don't have a lot of great players. And, you know, the NFL Network always, they pull the players and they do their top 100. Pats will probably have one, maybe two of those guys. Gonzalez will be on there again. We keep going back to him. But I think they were.
I would bet that's it. I would bet that's it on that kind of list.
Yeah, I wonder. Milton Williams probably not.
No.
Right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Although Mac Jones made the list once. I'm not saying Drake May will, I think, but Mac Jones made it like the year after his rookie year. So it's a lot of its projection too.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, Peppers and Duggar, they can kind of swing both ways where like that can be, you can look at it some weeks when you're watching them play, like, that's a really good safety duo. Then other weeks you're like, okay. And then obviously Peppers missed a lot of time last year as well. And there are a lot of guys that are sort of like 50-50. Like, if I told you Christian Barmore had a great year next year, you'd be like, okay. But if I told you, like, eh, like, couldn't really stay on the field well,
That's a fair way of saying it. Like, we talked about that 25 under 25 list yesterday from CBS, and Drake May wasn't on it. And then you look at the quarterbacks on there, and yeah. It's like, all right, maybe you don't love Brock Purdy, but to me, Purdy should be on that list over May. He's done way more.
He's done way more, yeah.
Even Bo Nix had a better rookie year.
Sure did.
So I get those names. Stroud and Jaden Daniels, he's not close to. At least based on what he's proven, on potentially is, but what he's proven, he's not close to those guys. So I don't really have a big issue with Drake May being off the list. I don't think he's quote-unquote snubbed or anything like that. He won a game last year. He was a turnover machine. So, fine. He better be on that list next year. And I would say the same thing about a lot of these players. Milton Williams didn't get a vote this year. He better get votes on it next year or else that's going to be a whiff of a signing. And, you know, same thing with, Gonzalez certainly should be. But, right, Duggar should be back on that list. You hope Stevenson maybe is back on that list. And if it's not him, it's Travion Henderson because he had a big rookie season. You'd hope that next year the Patriots are more well-represented. Guys who had bad years like Stevenson and Duggar. Barmore was a lost season, not his fault. But you hope those guys bounce back.
Yeah.
And you hope some of the signings that you made, whether it's Carlton Davis or Milton Williams, those guys start to show up. If not, you have a problem.
So I'm not trying to make any of the players better than they are. I would predict they have one all pro, right? Like they have one guy that makes all pro in Gonzo.
But I also think they are better at every single position group than they were last year, where they won four games, which is nothing to throw a parade about. But so baseline, worst of the worst, four games.
Yeah, tackle and wide receiver are still questionable, but I would agree.
They're on paper, they're better, but you're right.
They're better at both of those spots. Diggs, Moses, even Campbell, if he sticks at tackle, they're better at all those positions.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they go into the year with upgrades. Maybe we wanted bigger upgrades. You know, we all wanted Chris Godwin. We all wanted all these different guys in free agency. But they're at least better in every spot. They're also better at offensive coordinator and head coach. And then when you combine that with the easiest schedule in the conference, that's how I've talked myself all the way up to 10 games, which, you know, who knows? At the end of the year, we might look back and be like, holy crap, you said 10 games, they won six. But I think it's the combination of all those things. They're better. I am banking on a year two jump for Drake May. They play all the other trash bag teams. They're going to be favored in maybe 11 games, as many as 11 games based on early projections. So, yeah, they got better. Maybe not as much better as we wanted them to, but still doesn't mean they can't have a significant jump in wins.
Meanwhile, text rolling in on Androids.
Android text?
Texters. Well, I'm not sure who they're texting
from. So now these Android people, I'm not even... Okay, go ahead.
Well, you're getting the Android droids are better. I mean, you are getting
a lot of those. Very sensitive droid people.
It is. See, I don't. If I'm backed into a corner, I will lash out and defend.
Do you? See, I don't. If you're like iPhone,
when
sucks,
I'm treated like a,
right.
when I'm treated like a subhuman on
you're
a separate right, text by my boss, yes, I then yes, then I lash.
All right, well, you take it up with
yes,
him.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes,
got nothing
yes,
to do with us.
Yes.
We didn't ask to be on a separate
no,
text.
No, you're included in ours. It's fine.
Well, you're included on this ours, text. But that one doesn't have Ken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know there was a caste system of texting going on.
But of all things, like I have no like. Personal defense of my phone. If someone's like, your phone stinks, I'm like, yeah, probably.
Here you go.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
care.
Right.
It does, actually.
Yeah, kind of does.
Yeah, the reason I started as Team Droid way back when is it was probably cheaper than an iPhone. That's why I'm on Team Droid.
Yep.
Texter says, I don't know if you heard Courtney recently, but she said if a guy texted her and it was green, she would ghost them.
Oh, wow.
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 Wow. So Santo confirmed iPhone guy.
iPhone
wow.
User. Yeah.
No, I missed that. I listen every morning. I missed that part.
I didn't hear that either.
Yeah. All right.
Here
I don't
go.
Know what's the difference outside of the text being in green. Is there any other difference that I'm supposed to know?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Well, Shyam also agreed with the green bubble thing, by the way. He's in here. I just asked him about Courtney. He said, I would also ghost.
What snob.
You'd ghost a woman.
You'd ghost a woman, Shyam? I mean, not. I mean, obviously now you would because you're
respond to my text,
Shyam.
Yeah,
that's true.
He said, yeah, it didn't look like he really wanted to.
He said he
to.
Texts you individually, not in a group chat.
Yeah, it's the group chat he doesn't like.
Oh, nice. The group chat's a problem.
So it's a Ken thing.
Got it.
It is
so
a Ken's Ken thing.
Ken's rubbed off on them.
Shyam, anybody on the morning show have an
Gross.
Android? Or is it all iPhones?
No,
all iPhones on the morning show?
Wow.
La-dee-da.
Wow.
Yikes. Must be nice.
A lot of money in that time.
One group chat you guys have to pay attention to?
I'm moving down. In the
that is something else.
The pecking order. Also, a lot of texts about Craig Breslow. Breslow is a droid.
Yeah.
Also, Breslow has all his AI send all of his texts. That's a good call.
That's
Breslow
true.
Actually doesn't text. He has his chat
have a
do
phone.
That for him.
Yeah. Doesn't need one.
That's true. You can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. I imagine you could do that on any phone you choose out there. You can also dial us up 617-779-7937. We have Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. Stay tuned for it. We'll talk some Celtics, their offseason. After Brad Stevens met with the media yesterday, and it is a Wednesday, which means we'll do some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Holly Davidson. Brian Baio tossed a complete game in last night's Red Sox 10-2 win over the Rockies at Fenway. Baio gave up just two runs on five hits and struck out 10. Trevor Story went 2-for-4 with four RBIs, including a three-run homer in the bottom of the seventh. Sox Sox are on a five-game winning streak. Sox look to sweep the series tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets the ball in the series finale against the Rockies' Antonio Zanzadella. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 6:10. During his meeting with the media yesterday, Boston Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens said that Al Horford's return to the Celtics is, quote, unlikely. And the Revolution returned to the field tonight when the Revs host Lionel Messi and the Inter-Miami CF. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. New Holly starting at $99 a month at Manchester and High Octane Holly Davidson. Over 1,000 hollies in stock. Ride out for only $99 a month, only at Manchester and High Octane Holly Davidson. Visit Manchester and HighOctaneHolly.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.